We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen. What you've all been waiting for, the official restart schedule is out for your Miami Heat. We can only do this one way, ladies and gentlemen. That's a win. That's a loss. Miami Heat version. Restart version. Let's start things off. What do we got, Robbie?
Saturday, August 1st, 1 o'clock against the Denver Nuggets.
All right. 1 o'clock against the Denver Nuggets now. The Miami Heat 0-1 against the Denver Nuggets this year. It was the seventh game of the season, Leroy. Not a true loss. Okay, everybody knows when you go to the altitude.
Illegal air.
They cheated. And so, therefore, the Denver Nuggets really don't have a win over the Miami Heat this year. They did not play because of the quarantine. That was one of the games that was scrapped. So the Heat never got to take them on their home court. However, here's what we have. We have Jokic. He's skinny now. Mm-hmm. He also has the Rona. So I don't know what he's going to be like. Rudy Gobert saying he can't smell anymore, that his smell's completely gone or something like that. Something to that effect. But week one, your best player, he's skinny. He used to be fat. He doesn't know how to take on that new weight or that loss of weight. Plus, he's got the Rona. How is he going to be training? What kind of Jokic are we going to get? I don't know. I'm going that's a win for the Miami Heat. Robbie, what do you got?
No, definitely a win. Jokic's not going to be in good shape. The Heat, they're cultured, ready to go. They'll be in great shape as always. Heat win.
All right, Leroy? Okay. Maybe he's just warming up, Robbie. Right. No, he's still getting his facts together. Number two, the second game up here, Robbie. What do we got?
How about a Monday afternoon happy hour special, 1:30 p.m. against the Toronto Raptors on the 3rd?
Here's what I like about this.
Oh, you know what I was wondering?
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, how's it going to work for Zaz and Amber?
They'll get preempted.
See ya.
But wait, so they're going to do the show till 1, and then Zaz is just going to stay on for 4 more hours?
Yep, them's the breaks.
Well, probably 12:30 would be the local pregame starts.
You want to be the Heat pregame? You know, he flaunts. Hey, listen. You got to waltz around here with those two little rings on your finger. Sometimes you gotta do some marathon games. You're part of the team or you're not part of the team. Now, we know when the Rona got real, he bailed and he didn't go to the arena. I went to the arena the last game because I had the guts. All right, I was there like a true journalist. Was he there? No, he wasn't there. So we'll see. We'll see what he says, so-called championship broadcaster. Let's see when times are real tough and they're in the midst of a pandemic, how much radio you're willing to do right in a row. Anywho, back to the Raptors, Leroy. You're not going to distract me on this one. Raptors, in the famous words of Jimmy Butler, have they beat the Miami Heat yet? I think not. That's a win for the Miami Heat. Going to continue the season sweep against the Toronto Raptors. What do you got, Robbie?
I remember the Heat stifled them with the zone, and they went like 3 of 40 from downtown in one of those games. Heat win.
Leroy? Oh, I get it. You know what? Here's the thing, Robbie. He, Canadian household doesn't want to ruffle feathers. I get you, man. I get you.
Conflict of interest.
You don't have to say no more. Say no more.
You have to recuse yourself like Chuck Rhodes.
I got you. What do you got next, Robbie?
All right. And then the back-to-back, the following day, the 4th, against the Boston Celtics, 6:30 on TNT.
Ah, okay. Now, the Heat have not beaten the Boston Celtics this year, Robbie. They've only taken them on second night of back-to-backs, which is garbage because they give this overrated Brad Stevens every trick in the book to get himself an advantage. I mean, they treat him like he's God's gift to basketball. This is what we like to call the matchup of 17 because you got Jason Tatum against Bam Adebayo, two guys who are going to get max extension. Who is the true better player? I like to call this Revenge Game City, Statement Game City for the Miami Heat. Couple cities, the twin cities, if you will, for the Miami Heat, taking on those Sully and Murphs and Danny Ainge's ass. You know that Pat Riley wants to give him the business because he's going to see his ass in Orlando. And while Pat Riley and Danny Ainge are online for Space Mountain, Riley's going to say, hey, why don't you shut the bleep up and manage your own team?
Side note, you know they didn't make up the schedule, right?
What do you mean?
This is the same schedule that they were going to play anyway. They just skipped over the teams. It is.
No.
It is.
No.
It is.
No. Nice try.
They just skipped over the teams that are in the playoffs.
Sure.
Okay, go look at the schedule beforehand.
Don't want to. And then, hey, you're not going to you're doing the thing again where you're trying to sabotage that's a win, that's a loss. So unless you're here to tell me whether the Heat are going to win or lose against the Boston Celtics, I don't want to hear it. So what do you got? Who you got? Celtics or Heat? Come on. Robbie?
I think not to be concerned. I do think because of the second night of a back-to-back, it is a loss. And if you remember back in
they're all playing back-to-backs, Robbie.
No, only
it's one. 8 games in like 9 days.
Only there's only one back-to-back in this restarted regular season. Every team only has one. But if you guys remember 2012, where the Heat lost to the Celtics a bunch of times in the regular season, then what happens when they got in the playoffs? They whooped their ass. And so I think everyone's going to if the Celtics win, they'll be 3-0 against the Heat. And when they meet in the playoffs, everyone's going to be pointing that out. But it's going to be nothing. Celtics win the regular season, but I think that bodes well for the Heat when it comes to playoff time.
Like let's talk what's fair is fair, because the one back-to-back that the Celtics have, they don't take the Heat on in a back-to-back, which is obvious because overrated Brad Stevens. Who do they get? Their back-to-back is the next night, and they get to take on the Kyrie-less, Kevin Durant-less Brooklyn Nets. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. What are we talking about, Leroy? Robbie, what's up next?
2 days later, I believe it's another happy hour game, 4 o'clock against the Milwaukee Bucks.
We call this game SeaWorld. All right, you're in Orlando. You just got a couple orcas mixing up in a pod, Leroy. Splashdown City. Hey, you know what they're in, Leroy? You know what that game is?
What?
You're in the splash zone, baby. You're in the splash zone. The unfortunate thing is, Leroy, the unfortunate thing is Bam is there with the orca whistle. Shh. And he's allowing Yaz to do all the tricks. But you know what the problem is? You know what it is? He's just going to be locking them down. Locking them down, and Bam's going to be like, whew, can't beat them, join them. Can't Bam them, join them. I don't know what that means. Well, either way, win 4-0.
Well, look, just doing the simple math. The first time that he went into Milwaukee and beat the Bucks without Jimmy Butler.
Now we're doing simple math.
They beat him without Jimmy Butler in the first time.
Yep.
The second time, they just kicked their ass, embarrassed them.
Kicked their ass, embarrassed them.
Heat win.
All right, what do we got next, Robbie?
All right, two nights later, Saturday night.
Oh, I'm sorry. Leroy? Yeah. Leroy? Heat, Bucks? No? What's next, Robbie?
Two nights later, Saturday night against the Phoenix Suns, 7:30.
Ooh. Hey! Hey! Don't close your Skype. Nice try. I'm sorry, Robbie. What was the fifth game? That was very, very rude of Leroy.
Phoenix Suns, Saturday, August 8th, 7:30 p.m., Saturday night.
Phoenix Suns, the rare non-playoff team the Heat are taking on in this in the midst of this pandemic restart. Now, I will say, the Heat had allowed themselves to get a little bit fat catty against the teams that they should beat. Something they were taking care of. They were TCBing. The Heat were so good at TCB early on in the season, but then that B went away, and it was just taking care of themselves. Now, Phoenix Suns, you got Devin Booker. The one thing I like about this is you got the baby goat matchup. All right, Tyler Hero, he fancies himself the next Devin Booker. All right, he's got an Instagram ass model. He's got chest tats. He's doing all types of things during quarantine. He thrives on this matchup. All right, I think Baby Goat has a huge game, sinks Devin Booker, surpasses Devin Booker, and we got ourselves a Heat win. Robbie, what do you got, man?
I think after the gauntlet of the first four games, Denver, Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, one can see that they might take it easy against Phoenix. And we saw last year the Phoenix Suns were like on a 17-game losing streak, and they came down here and beat the Miami Heat. I think this is one where they look past the Suns, they slip up, loss.
All right. Leroy? Heat, Suns, Phoenix, Miami, books, hero. All right. Next up, Robbie.
Two nights later, Monday night, 8 o'clock against the Indiana Pacers.
As Dwayne Wade says, get your popcorn ready. Me was blowing kisses, Gene. Finally, we have the matchup of all matchups. Jimmy Butler, TJ Warren, trash against an all-star. I can't wait for it, Leroy. Indiana Pacers, they got a rude awakening coming. We don't even know if Victor Oladipo is going to play. I don't even know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for him because he hasn't quite been himself since he came back from the injury this year. And maybe he doesn't want to show out against his future teammates, doesn't want to hint to the Indiana Pacers that he's bolting the hell out of there. So a lot of things are up in the air here. If Victor Oladipo doesn't play and TJ Warren is going to have more say in this game, it's going to be a hard times night for him, Daddy. Nate McMillan, will he take Jimmy Butler's advice and not put TJ Warren on him again? Because that he finds insulting. I don't know. The other thing is you got Domantas Sabonis, who some people like to compare to Bam Adebayo. He's like Bam Adebayo, except a much worse version of that. And I just would like to say, Indiana Pacers going for another ass kicking. Unfortunate for them, 6-0 for the Miami Heat. Boom.
He was blowing kisses.
No, he's blowing kisses, Gene. What do you got, Robbie, for this one?
I think this is a win. I mean, in that fight, the Heat were up at like 23 points in Indiana when that ruckus took place. Yeah, Heat win easily.
Leroy, what do we have in our poll right now as far as the poll results are concerned with the Cam Newton Tua Tagovailoa results?
Oh, it is 50. Hold on. Exact results. The 59-41% Cam Newton. Almost 600 votes.
Interesting. All right, and who do you have? Who do you have? Who do you have? Pacers or Heat? Pacers, Heat. Game 6, the restart. Next game, Robbie.
Two nights later, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, man. Listen, this is a very interesting matchup. Now, Robbie, they're doing straight-up East-West playoffs, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay. This was the rumored potential. If they did just seedings, this was the potential matchup that the Heat could have had. They would have done just straight-up 1 through 16, but that's not going to be the case. Now, Chris Paul, great season by him. A lot of people thought that he was washed AF, but it turns out he still got some game in him. There were a lot of Heat rumors. So he's going to be trying to show the Heat. Nah, see? Didn't think I had it in me. So he's going to be coming for blood. Unfortunate for him is that this is high time. This is the problem. This is Heat culture versus a guy who kind of comes up small in the games that matter. And they're going to be in the nitty-gritty of things with the Western Conference playoffs. Heat, at this point, already 6-0 in the restart. They kind of had things dialed up. And just for good measure, they're going to take out Oklahoma City and show Chris Paul, we don't need you. Robbie, what do you got?
Heat win. They went up to Oklahoma City early in the year, beat them pretty good. They're up huge in that game as well. Yeah, Heat win.
And by the way, that should be noted. Look at all these teams that everybody is so worried about the Miami Heat taking on. They kick the crap out of all these tough teams, except for Boston, who always gets one up on them where they get to take them on the second out of a back-to-back, and Denver, who plays in cheating air. So let's not get crazy about things, folks. All right? And Leroy, I'm sorry, OKC, Heat, Miami.
Leroy complains about people complaining about not having a job. And his lazy ass can't even do that's a win, that's a loss. Way to be a team player.
In your mind, though, I know you don't want to play because you want to stay strong with your morals, but in your mind, you are playing that's a win, that's a loss with these, right? Like in your head, you thought they're going to win that game. You've thought that, though, right?
Nope.
Final game on the slate, Robbie.
Two nights later, again, the Indiana Pacers.
Whoa, I mean, come on. Why don't you just give the Heat a layup to go into the playoffs? Get themselves feeling good, Robbie. Easy win for the Miami Heat. Blowing kisses. You know what you're going to do? Blowing kisses to the Indiana Pacers as you rise up the standings and the Pacers fall.
I think the Pacers are going to take this game super seriously. They would have been down 3-0 in the series against the Heat. And the Heat, they all have nothing to prove. It's the last game of the season. They're more concerned about the playoffs. I think you're going to see a lot of Gabe Vincent in this game. They're not going to want to show all their cards. I think the Pacers win this one. As a pity game for the Pacers. The Heat
pity game. All right. You know what? Not a bad theory, Robbie. So, final record. Robbie, what did you have as the final record for this?
I got about 5-3 in the 8-game restart.
5-3. Leroy, what do you have as their final record for the Heat? 8 games. What do you got them at for this? All right. Let me just recap. I'm just want to make sure I got my totals correct here. Denver, Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, Suns. Pacers, Thunder, Pacers. I got the Heat at 8-0 on the restart.
Of course you do.
That's a win. That's a loss. And I will not be muzzled. Get your headlines next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.